T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, good morning once again on a Monday morning. Now, this is kind of nice for me to have a chance to fill in for Dave Lee, because on a Monday morning, I get to chat with one of my favorites. Jill Schlesinger joins us to talk a couple of different things, some financial news. Jill on Money, which we hear on Saturday evenings on WCCO. Good morning, Jill. How are you this morning?
I am fantastic. Boy, I'm so lucky to talk to you.
Well, not really.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. That's very sweet.
Yeah.
Short trading week because of the Thanksgiving holiday. Markets will be closed on Thursday. Do things tend to slow down as we get towards the year end?
Well, I think this will be a slow week because exactly what you said, it's a short week and we have markets closing early on Friday. But, you know, listen, to be clear, there's a lot of activity that could go on much later into December that could be a result of the tax planning, could be actually some interesting stuff going on with tax selling. Depending on what happens in the Congress, you could see some interesting activity going on in the stock market.
Now, there was some talk, speaking of the tax cuts and trying to reimagine the tax plan here, that they might, if the tax bill looks to be in jeopardy, that they might withdraw their provision regarding the mandate from the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, I think that was a very strange late addition. And I think the big problem is going to be that Susan Collins of Maine is not going to be happy about that. She did say on some of the news programs over the weekend that she thought there was an actual fix to it. The fix could be really maybe some sort of, I don't know, payment to people who would be damaged or maybe thrown off the insurance. I mean, my dogs are going crazy. They hate this.
I know.
You hear that in the background? It's unbelievable.
Yes. I thought it was just me that they hated.
No, they love you. But I think what's really going to be fascinating to see is how these two plans come together. Because, you know, although they both share a lot of the same qualities, they're different in a very substantial ways. And some of those ways are necessary to actually capture some more Republican votes in the Senate.
Okay. Hey, as we have been watching the past couple of weeks, every major retailer is talking about their plans for Thanksgiving, their plans for holiday shopping. Much of this has already gotten underway with Amazon and the like, but stores that are open, stores that won't be open, a number, including Mall of America, has said that they will not be open on Thanksgiving Day. Now, I don't know what that means for access to those stores that have, you know, their own entrances, but most of the shops at Mall of America will not be open on Thanksgiving Day. What are we seeing for a trend for holiday shopping?
Listen, I think the holidays are going to be really interesting this year because we've got some big trends. Let's just look about the economy. The economy is actually doing better this year than it was last year. We've got more people who are working. We have more people who have gotten raises. So that kind of argues for a pretty decent holiday season. We know that online is where all the growth is, but the brick-and-mortar retailers, man, they've gotten so creative in how they're trying to get us into the stores. They are calling it, you ready for your new term of 2017?
Okay.
It's called retail-tainment, like you're having entertainment in a retail setting. And they're really trying to engage our five senses. And isn't that the big advantage that you have with an online, with a in-store experience than online? So what we're seeing is that we're seeing lots of cool things. Hey, Eddie Bauer in Ohio built an ice box room where you could try on a parka and walk into an ice box, 16 degrees, and see whether or not that parka keeps you really warm. What an awesome idea. Like, I want to go in there anyway. I just want to see what that's all about. And so you're going to see a lot more of that. I think it's going to be a pretty decent holiday season. You know, a lot of the confidence measures that have come out have shown a much improved outlook over, not because of tax, not because of any, I still think it all comes down to jobs. And we're at a 16-year low in unemployment rate. And I think that when more people have jobs and they're making money, they feel better.
You know, I'm curious about a couple of things because, you know, shoppers have come to know and expect, I think, deep, deep discounts. Will we not be seeing quite so much of that? Do retailers think that they maybe have the people who are selling anything, that they have a little bit more of an upper hand? We don't have to cut so deep to get people to go?
Yeah, you're still going to see pretty deep discounts. The thing is, you may not see the item you want that's on sale for a very long time. So it's really incumbent on you to do some good research before you head out to the stores. And you've got to find out where these items are. And then be really disciplined. I mean, the thing is, a lot of times what happens during these big holiday weekends, or even when you think about Valentine's Day, there's an item that's on sale. You get there and you say, oh, I missed it. There's none left, right? And then what do? You got to scramble. And you scramble and you pay more, either more than you had planned to pay on the thing that was on sale, or you buy something you don't quite like and it sort of looks like a deal, but all it is clearing out of inventory for a retailer. You've got so much information. It's at the tip of your fingers. You just have to do literally an hour of research online and you will be set for the holiday season to maximize your savings.
Which brings us around to Cyber Monday, which is where we'll be a week from today, Jill. Taking a look at Cyber Monday, a lot of that begins, obviously, way before Cyber Monday, but things kind of ratchet up then for that sort of shopping.
Yes, and I will be very, very busy shopping instead of talking to my friends in CCO. No, I mean, you know, it's funny. Cyber Monday sales are supposed to be up 16.5% from a year ago. I mean, that would be huge. And by the way, digital this year, November and December, we could see the first time ever breaking above $100 billion. Again, the really important thing is be careful because we do go a little crazy in this time period. So you go online. I mean, I'm sure you've gotten it also. You get 10 different solicitations. Cyber Monday sale. And then you're online. And then all of a sudden you sort of take your eye off the ball and you're like, oh, you know what I really want? I really, really wanted that pair of totally awesome gloves that I just saw that are not on sale.
Yeah.
And that's where you get into trouble.
Yeah, that's...
So, I'm not going to tell you to have a budget because I know it's hard to do that.
Well,
I'm going to tell you, be careful and be aware. Take a step. Take a step back almost and just say, okay, there it is.
Yeah, okay. Hey, a lot of good stuff, Jill. You have a great week. Have an enjoyable Thanksgiving. What should be left off the table? So far, our top vote getters are politics, cell phones, and the green bean casserole.
Oh, by the way, oh, wait a minute. I like green bean casserole.
All right.
I love the idea of no devices at all.
Yeah.
And I also just like small shout out that I know that you guys are hockey fans. In our family, when the Islanders are doing well, it's all hockey. And when they're not doing well, that's left alone.
Okay, good. Jill, thank you so much for the visit this morning. Dave Lee will be back with you next Monday.
Take care. Thank you.
Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.